In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let's place our teaching in the hands of Mary, who is the Mother of God and the Mother of Church and our Mother, as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death, Amen. Let's turn now to the Holy Spirit, who is the love between the Father and the Son. He's also known as the sweet guest of the soul. He's our friend. Let's turn to Him. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, and instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lady Guadalupe, Saint Joseph, Saint Ignatius. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was in first or second grade, the nuns told us that we had to do a botanic project. And that was to plant a seed, and as a result of that, to see if we could allow this seed to blossom and flourish. So the nun said that we could choose any seed we wanted. So at the table in the morning, I usually have breakfast with my father and some of my brothers. My father would be eating a grapefruit. So I decided to take one of the grapefruit seeds and plant it in one of those pots, flower pots. So I did that, and after about 3 or 4 days, the nun said, "Well, is your seed, is it already sprouted?" I said, "Nothing's happened." And she said, "Well, what's wrong? Why isn't it, are you watering it?" I said, "Am I supposed to water it?" So I didn't even know you're supposed to water it. So I started to water it every day for about 4 days, and it sprouted out a little green leaf. Then for about 4 days in a row, I forgot to do it because I was playing baseball after school, and I forgot to water my plant, and my plant had a premature death. It died. Okay, that's a little story. The story leads us into our topic, and it's called spiritual growth. How can we grow spiritually? Either we grow or we stagnate or we can die spiritually. So I'd like to suggest today 5 tools you can use that you can really grow in your spiritual life. So let's go. First is prayer. Prayer is conversation with God. Get in the habit of praying a little bit more and a little bit better every day. The analogy I'd like to give is this. What air is to our lungs, prayer is to our soul. If we don't breathe air into our lungs, we're going to die of suffocation. We don't keep breathing prayer, this conversation with God, then we're going to suffocate and die. So that's number one. Number two, what would happen if you decided, starting today, you're not going to take a bath or a shower for 6 months? That'd be a bad smell, wouldn't it? They would stink up the house, huh? Well, we have to wash our body, but also we have to wash our soul. So how do we wash our soul? We have to go to confession. You have to go to confession. That's going to help you out a lot. Listen to these beautiful words. The 2 most important words I say every day are, take and eat, this is my body. And then, I absolve you of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By the way, I did not give you absolution. You've got to go to the priest. So that's another way that you can grow, is by cleansing your soul by the blood of the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. That's Jesus Christ. Third would be this. What would happen if you decide today, well, I'm not going to eat for a week. I'm going to get skinny, but eventually you're going to die. So as our body must nourish itself by good eating, eating the right food, the right quantity, at the right time. So we have to nourish our souls. How do we do that? John chapter 6. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life. And I'll raise him up on the last day. Some of my friends that are listening, listen to the Our Father. Give us this day our daily bread. Could that mean also give us this day our daily bread, going to daily Mass and daily Holy Communion? See if you can. At least a couple of times during the week. If you do that, your spiritual life is really going to be strengthened. Number four is this. Spiritual reading. Get into the habit of doing good spiritual reading. What can you read? There are so many good spiritual books out there, but start to read some spiritual book that is really going to be nourishing your mind. The Bible, Imitation of Christ, the lives of the saints, the documents of the church, the encyclicals, good book on prayer, good book on the moral virtues, good book on the Ten Commandments. And I strongly recommend that you try to read the Catechism of the Catholic Church so you can get to learn to really know what the church teaches. So maybe start today at least 10 to 15 minutes, better yet a half hour of reading. And when you do that, then your mind is enlightened. And the decisions that you make and the actions that you make depend upon your intellectual convictions. So the better our reading, the more well-formed our mind is going to be, the better our decisions, the better our actions, and that's going to form good habits, they're called virtues, and that will end up in our destiny, which will be the kingdom of heaven. So good reading. All spiritual directors insist that their directees should get in the habit of reading good books. You know, among my best friends are my books. In my room, I have a lot of good books. I don't have enough time to read them all, but they're my good friends. So get in the habit of not only having your good friends in your room, your books, but reading them too. And finally, you're probably going to anticipate what I'm going to say as an oblate of the Virgin Mary. If we really want to grow in our spiritual life, then we want to pray to Mary. Pray the Angelus at least once a day. But get in the habit of also praying the Most Holy Rosary. You know, there are a lot of scandals in the church. There's a lot of suffering. There are a lot of wars. A lot of division, a lot of dysfunctional families, a lot of people are giving in to despair. For that reason, we have to turn to Mary. Mary, and we pray the Most Holy Rosary. We pray to Mary, and we say, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. With respect to the Rosary, Father Patrick Peyton penned these immortal words, the family that prays together stays together. Also he said, a world at prayer is a world at peace. So if we want strong families, we want to establish more peace in the world, and we have to get in the habit of praying the Most Holy Rosary. So, we're talking about growth. I planted that little grapefruit seed. It didn't grow because I failed to cultivate it. We have to cultivate the seed of faith that we received in our baptism. And I've given you 5 suggestions. Do you remember them? Prayer. Second, you got to go to confession. 3, Mass and Holy Communion. 4, good, solid spiritual reading, reading good books. Finally, loving the Blessed Mother and showing our love for Mary by praying the Most Holy Rosary. So make sure that you share this message to your friends, and I'll give you my priestly blessing. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Amen.